Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
I am Sasha.
This is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby. Another week full of mess, full of like lots of love and marriage.
A lot of love and marriage mess, and then like also a big week for the incest community.
Ew, if you're part of the incest community, click off.
Yeah, we don't want you here.
Yeah,
we
really like, do not want you here. I shame that. For sure.
Yeah, I don't. Is that kink or is that a crime? You know,
it could be both.
It's a fine line.
Why not both?
Yeah, I will kink shame that one. What is? Look at me. 45 seconds in, and I was like, "Let me just bring it there." What is wrong with me?
No, what is wrong with us? Ugh. And that is the theme for our merch. What's wrong with
What is wrong with? Yeah, that's the merch idea du jour
of this week. It's been 5 seconds. What is going on?
Well, you know what? Hi, everyone. It's July 19th, and life is hard, and pop culture is kind of dark right now. And yeah, this is where we're at.
Listen, but we're here to bring you the mess with some spices, you know, on the side to make it not so dark, because We're in trouble with what these celebs are doing, I feel.
You're absolutely right.
God.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
But before we get started, y'all, it's review time. That's Thank you, everyone. We are now at 178. I see you all. I see you. Is it Kalita 61? I see you. We love you because, you know, here's the thing. I just love that most of our reviews say, I just feel like I'm chatting with my friends. Yes, Heather. Correct.
Yeah, we see you, Heather Kennedy.
Yeah. And then, you know, and also just like that, oh, I'm like doing errands and listening. That's the point. That's the vibe of this podcast. We just want you to like do dishes and listen to us.
Well, and that's like, I know I was talking to Frail Mary, you know, from the Daddy Network. Queen. And she's like, this is the best because I'm learning and I don't have to look up all these things and you just present them to me. It's great. Well, that's what we're here to do.
Listen, because Gina even said, right, I only knew about Ricky Martin because of us. So that's right. Breaking news, baby. Here we are.
We are first and foremost an educational podcast.
Thank you. And, you know, we try to make it diverse. You know, like we try to bring in things that folks just like maybe have, maybe mainstream things that people haven't heard of. So we try to, you know, go off the beaten path. Look,
we're bringing in topics that the other girls are afraid of because we are fearless.
Let's fight. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God. I'm just talking about me with Bollywood, obviously. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's like a standard list of pop culture topics to talk about every week. And then I feel like we are like, but let's bring in something worse.
Not us being pick-me's.
Yeah. I'm not like other
girls. We're not
girls.
Like the other. What is wrong with
No,
you?
I'm exactly like other girls.
Me, 100% am. That is why I started a pop culture podcast.
Literally.
Oh, my
on
God.
On that note, we appreciate all of the listeners. We love you all. We really appreciate when you download and subscribe to our podcast. I know that it's so silly, but it actually helps us a lot. It helps other people find the podcast that we can hopefully grow and hopefully get renewed because we are in the home stretch now of our approved episode run. So if you want more Mess Magnets, we need you to subscribe. We need you to rate us 5 stars. And, you know, once if we get to 250 5-star ratings, that's when merch is unlocked as per the Daddy Network. So if you want this Mess Magnets merch, we need you to subscribe.
Oh, listen.
I feel so annoying. Like, literally shameless self-promotion. So annoying.
Here we are. We're nothing but shameless on this podcast, okay? We have created many things for everyone. All these people using the Daddy Network. That's right, y'all.
We're creating culture.
Listen, Trailblazers, baby. That should have been the podcast name. Trailblazing mess.
Or wait, no, just Trailblazers, baby. That's the name of the podcast. I'm Kirsten and I'm Sasha and this is Trailblazers, baby.
Except I hate hiking and I'll never be caught dead on a trail again.
Yeah, please don't make me go on a trip. Like, when I first started dating my boyfriend, he asked me if I like camping and I was like, this could be a really make or break moment, because if he's like super outdoorsy, this could just be over. Like, it could be curtains.
You can make it work on account that I married, you know, like a super California boy, and I said we can have different things. We don't need to be, we're not cat dog, we don't need to be attached at all times.
You will be fine
without me. And then he made me hike the Grand Canyon and we went four miles in and then out. And I wanted to, you know, just maybe fall off the edge. Maybe it would have been better.
Oh my God, no.
You do that stuff before you get married. And then once you get the ring, ask me how many hikes I've been on. Zero. Wow.
Okay. I love it.
So listen, y'all. Do it. It's possible. Bait and switch.
Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss.
Listen, I'm telling y'all, okay? Because we, on Big Brother, someone on the show Big Brother, yes, it's Salon, we don't know why, talks about how she'll Google or speak therapy, right, into her boyfriend's
phone. She's like, if a man leaves their phone unlocked around her, she's not going through his messages, she's not snooping, she is Googling therapy, so it comes up on their ads.
And I said, use your powers for bad, because what you should do is Google your gift ideas, like things that you like, so that it shows up, because we know that they'll be like, oh, this seems to be a cool and hip thing that I keep getting ads for. Maybe I should buy.
This seems to be a cool and hip thing.
Listen, said every cool and hip person. And I'm shameless, though. Like, I will literally show YouTube videos and be like, isn't this so fun? And then that's, guess what? So you get it for your birthday. So it works.
I don't have the powers that you have. I don't know.
Use your powers for bad.
Okay. We are a podcast that encourages evil in some ways.
We
harmless evil.
It's not evil because it is you, your supremacy, and it's you getting what you want. That's what we are promoting on this podcast.
Release yourself from bad gifts.
Release your mind. Release your
And honestly, for a lot of people, release your boyfriend.
If he's not getting you the gifts you deserve, what is the problem? Why are we together? I'm confused.
I like how you're really painting the hard line at gifts.
Yes, maybe because my love language is gift giving, but still. Okay.
Incredible.
Anyway,
should we talk about some pop culture?
Yeah, because bad boyfriends, number one.
Oh, God.
The clownery of this episode. And I have to say, Kirsten, before we even get started, here's how messy I am as a human, because here's what I actually wanted for this this cover art for this podcast. I wanted, you know, the number one genius who's never been in the news about basketball after his draft, Tristan Thompson. I wanted him in the middle. And I wanted from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right? That meme of all these like red strings going to all the baby mamas and all the cheating that he's done. Like, that's how, and the tweet of Chloe saying to Jordan Woods, you broke my family.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's what I wanted. But, you know, it looks aesthetic matter, so I understand. But I want everyone to know I'm so over this situation. I don't know if y'all are, but I am. I don't know about you, Kirsten.
Oh, I'm so we literally talked about this last week. Last week we were like, oh my God, is Chloe dating an investment banker? We're so tired of Tristan Thompson. Like, let's move forward. This is so exciting. And then not 4 minutes after we stopped recording,
they said,
listen, we're actually having another baby via surrogacy. Tristan and Chloe, baby again.
What is the reason? You know what I mean? Like, what is the reason? You don't want to have multiple baby daddies? Who gives a shit? You know what's worse than having maybe more than one baby daddy? Is having a serial cheater who literally on the Kardashians, he said, I know that you'll always take me back and you were pretty easy on me.
It's the meme of like putting on the clown makeup, like, oh, I'll take him back. Oh, I'll blame the other woman. Oh, well, let's have a baby via surrogacy. And then the last scene is like Tristan Thompson in Greece with strange women. Like, maybe he'll love me again.
That's the thing. Like, this man does not give a flying F about anything.
We literally talked about, like a couple weeks ago on the Oops All Anonymous episode with Ro, we talked about cheaters. And you made the very astute point that it's like, if somebody cheats, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll cheat on the next partner. But if someone cheats on you and you forgive them, they're just going to continue pushing boundaries and cheating and doing even worse stuff because they know they can get away with it. And that is exactly what Tristan Thompson is doing to Khloe Kardashian. And like, far be it from me to feel sorry for a Kardashian, but I do feel sorry for Khloe.
I think I feel sorry for her low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, because if you have access to all the best therapists, plastic surgeons, all the best help, period, overall, and you're still not able to pull yourself out of this, like, stand up, girl. I'm so over this. I can't.
It's the secondhand embarrassment I feel every time I see a headline about this is off the charts.
And it's like he's constantly doing dirt on your ass and you have no shame that you keep. And why? What is the reason to have another child with someone that has like 1,000 other kids already? I don't get the appeal. And then this lady in Greece, can we just, because again, what is the reason? Or rather, like, what is the allure? Like, clout?
I guess, like, but like, as far as I know, we don't know who this woman is, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what clout is she getting?
Well, you know, she'll have a baby by him. Like that, yeah. Because we know Marlene Nichols' name now. We know she a damn personal trainer.
Oh, no.
So that...
I just... Having a baby for clout makes me sad.
I just don't understand why else. You know what I mean? Like, it's just you look like a clown. He is a major clown. And worse than that, but I can't say on the podcast.
Like, Tristan Thompson is, like, attractive. It's not like he's an ugly guy, but he's not, like, oh, hottest man alive, like, could not resist.
And he's not LeBron James either. Like, what the hell has he done for basketball? Like, please.
Yeah, that's true.
It's literally, like, he's good looking, but, like, he's tall.
That is true. That does help.
Is he tall or is he good looking? No, is he good looking or is he just tall? That's what I mean. Because don't fall for this, lady.
I think it's both. I think the thing is he's, like, regular handsome, but then you see how tall he is and then you're like, oh, he's like super handsome. Like, that's how it works for me. Like, every, like,
I mean, correct,
like every like inch over 6 feet adds like major attractiveness points for this
correct. Why do you like, it's toxic. That's why probably everyone over 6 feet is toxic, let's be honest, for this reason.
Honestly, Brian Scully very famously said that you can't trust anyone over 6'2".
Listen, and so I'll drop it to 6 feet. Or I'll take 6'1", not 6 feet. Because I think okay. When you say you're 6'1", you're just like, whoa, you're really tall.
Well, and the thing is you say you're 6'1", and you're probably 5'11".
Exactly. Listen, I'm 5'1", and sometimes I say I'm 5'2". I get it. And I used to only date, like, people over 6 feet. Like, it was weird.
I mean, listen, you and me both.
Yeah, but you, and I actually, it makes sense for you.
And I do have to say, I think... I don't know if I've ever, like, seen someone romantically that wasn't 6 feet. Maybe one. Maybe they were, like, 5'11".
Oh, my God. My husband isn't 6 feet, so, like, it's possible, obviously.
Yeah, but you're also, like, 5'1".
I know. That's the joke, right? Like, someone once on a work call was like, oh, I bet, Sasha, you're 5'7", 5'8". And I was like, thank you.
You carry yourself so tall.
Really?
I think so.
It's the Napoleon energy. I get it.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is I feel like people always think I'm going to be short because I feel like I, like, try to portray short girl energy.
Yeah. That's why I was in shock. Remember? Yeah.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm 5'7". And you were like, wait a damn minute.
I derailed a whole podcast. It was too short, too tall people and me. And it was Chappelle, who's a noted tall person also. And they're both just talking about how tall they are. And I think I derailed the podcast for 30 minutes.
About and I changed my name to KingSize04 on Twitter for a couple days. Never forget.
Oh, my God. It's just, I can't. And then we even Googled, like, average height of ethnicities. Like, that's how personally attacked I was. But it's crazy because when you're short, people want to, like, lift you up. And you're just like, what is the reason?
But when I see you, I do want to lift you up is the thing. But you're too squirmy.
I am. I refuse. Oh, my God. Bryce Isaiah lifted me up. And I was like, what is happening? And I'm in the bar. And I'm just like, I thought I was on a fan. Like, I'm just going like.
Instantly. I love that. I love that so much. That is. I love nothing more than hugging a short person and picking them up and giving them a twirl.
Please.
I don't know why. I think it's just like. Evolutionary.
Stop. Tall people. 2K22.
Okay, I'm a menace. It's fine. Okay, oh sorry.
God, but anyway.
Anyways, back to Tristan Thompson and
Tristan
Chloe.
Being a tall mess.
He's a tall, toxic man. Not good.
Oh my God.
So the other thing, too, is so, like, they're having a baby via surrogacy, and the baby is expected, like, imminently. And TMZ did say, like, it's possible the baby is already born, but
oh my God,
who knows? Anyways, and then there's also like the conspiracy theories come out because there was like the Kardashian segment where they talked about like the family meeting about Tristan, and there's a scene of Kim being like, but Chloe wanted a boy, and so like that hints at they did surrogacy to try and have a son,
which also allegedly you can, right? Like, choose the sex if you're. I've heard this, but, like, I'm not done enough.
I'm not sure, like, legally. What's there with regards to, like, because that's for sure eugenics, right?
Right.
So I, like, ethically, it's you definitely shouldn't.
No.
And then, like, legally, I'm not sure.
Yeah, let us know, y'all, if that's like a
thing.
And you
just saw gender and IVF. A fertility doctor can determine before. Well, it looks like there's like some fertility factors showing that you can do gender selection.
Yeah, that's what I'd seen it.
Well, you can choose sex, obviously, not gender.
Yeah, sex. We definitely.
But all the news articles are saying gender rather than. Sex, but it's looking like there's some places where people like literally are choosing to do IVF so that they can select the gender of their
baby. That's I'm telling you because I was reading that and then
I don't think you should be allowed to do that.
Oh my God.
It's giving like, you know, the gender reveal parties when like it's a girl and you see the husband just like with the nastiest face and you're just like, what is wrong with you?
Oh my God. There was a Bollywood movie that literally just came out about this, about like female infanticide. But it's a comedy. Yeah. No, it's like, because it's basically the main guy is a feminist. So he was like, no, I am the reason this is happening, not the woman. Like, why are you blaming the woman? Like, that's not how this works. And his wife and one daughter that they already have, go on to like try to run away, but they make it look like she kidnapped him.
Oh,
and then like craziness ensues after, because obviously people are trying to like get them back because he's the son of the village, head.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm intrigued. I'm gonna need some feedback from you on whether it's worth watching.
No, I loved it. I watched it. It was very funny. And like silly in that like it's still unfortunate and it happens in India. And I appreciate a feminist. You know, that's all.
We stand a feminist.
Exactly.
Icon. But yeah, okay. We've strayed so far off the path.
Exactly, because. Just like maybe we should take a private jet back.
Yeah, back to the point. It would probably take, what, 3 minutes to
maybe
get back to the
3
point?
Maybe 3 minutes because climate criminal.
I'm sorry. I just, nothing. Okay, this is not a funny situation. Obviously, it's very serious. However, there is nothing funnier than me than Kylie Jenner, full-time climate criminal.
I wish I could change that to my Twitter name.
Full-time climate criminal. Full-time climate. You do be catching flights.
I know. But listen, I don't fly private, everyone. Okay? Because y'all, full-time climate criminal.
So it's like Kylie posted a picture with like the two private planes and was like, which one should we take?
Her and her man's.
Why do you need... No, you don't need this. Stop it.
And you're not even a billionaire. Get out of here.
I actually heard that she's the first self-made female billionaire.
Then I'm the first self-made human, as in I birthed myself. Because get out of here.
This article, a lot of this stuff is being presented in a BuzzFeed News article. And I was scrolling down and I saw her at the Met Gala this year. And it just says, people accuse Kylie being a full-time climate criminal. And then it's like her in the ball cap with the mesh. Yeah. And she looks so stupid.
My favorite is that she was accused of bragging about her absolute disregard for the planet.
Is the thing. Like, there is a Twitter account, Celeb Jets.
Yes, which is the best thing ever. Y'all
which did. Is so, it always talks about, like, which jets are going where.
Yes.
And there are so many records of Kylie Jenner's jet going on, like, 3 to 15-minute-long flights.
Which, like, my car will allegedly only take 40 minutes.
Yeah. I feel like it probably took, like, a tiny bit longer because Southern California. But,
yeah,
like,
and LA traffic is wild. But
still, not a good enough reason to pull out a private jet. It just feels really weird that, like, plastic bags are illegal in my city, but she can take a private jet for a 3-minute flight.
And then they're like banning plastic straws and telling us to recycle. Like, shut up.
Which, like, for the record, a lot of disabled people need plastic straws. So, like, that should at least be an option for them.
Well, and it's like they always put stuff on the consumer when it's actually like the largest. I think there was something where it's like the largest 5 companies are responsible for like 80%. I don't know.
Don't
listen to me on math, but
we don't need to go into the math of it. But pushing things as a consumer responsibility when the options that consumers have aren't even good, because corporations make too much money by not being good. It's not great. But Kylie, like as a very rich person, actually has the money where she could make a difference, and instead they're just jetting around.
Yeah. And then she literally, and then also this is why people are pissed, because the hourly carbon footprint allegedly of most private jets is larger than the average annual carbon footprint of one American.
Yeah, it's so a private jet in 1 hour emits 2 tons of CO2. Yes. And even like a plane, like a domestic plane, is less than that.
Yeah. And if you are booking a flight, it actually says how many CO2 emissions and like how you can even select like a more healthier way to land. But look at this. Look at us. Oh, let me like take 1 hour extra flight for the climate. And then these people exist. What does it matter then if I take one extra, flight to lower my carbon footprint? These people are a joke.
Like Kim's private jet has, it's all cashmere inside.
Mm-hmm. Like, do people understand what cashmere is? Because
like, a cashmere sweater is like if it's good quality, which I assume hers is like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. It's just so unfortunate. And then not even that, right? Like, it's, they do this, Kirsten, and then she's going to Target today like a few days ago and talking about, I'm going to get the girls, like her daughter and the nieces, Target toys. Okay.
Does that make Target paid you down to her? Because Target paid you to do that.
Exactly.
There's also like, people are also mad because it kind of is an extension of, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but it was when Kendall Jenner didn't know how to slice a cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we talked about it on pod, but
I can't remember.
Truly hilarious to look at her trying to slice a cucumber and like the knife skills are not there and she is primed to cut a finger off, truly. Like, not good. And so it's just like they're so out of touch with reality because then Kylie and Chris like went grocery shopping and they're like, oh my God, buying our own groceries. What a dream. They go through the car wash and they're like, it's like an amusement park ride.
Yeah, they're like a literal joke. I don't understand who approves this. And they're so out of touch, right? Like everything that comes out of their mouth is so out of touch with everything, where Kim is like, get off your ass and work. Shut up.
It's like, it's not good. It is not.
And even if I work at a hourly job making minimum wage, I'm not making the same money you are, boo-boo. Like, you charge $100,000 per Instagram post. Stupid.
Yeah, and then I get home from my shitty paid job and I have to keep a house clean and cook my meals and also probably work another job so that I'm not homeless. So, yeah, Kim, I'll just get off my ass and work.
Stupid. I never considered that before. And work. How about that? And maybe stop, like, I hate, like, privilege, like, entitled people. It's so ridiculous. But they're just not going to stop. I think any publicity is good publicity for them at this point, and they'll just do anything to deflect. So maybe the baby news might come out soon. Like, as in from them, from their
camp. We'll see if they post a video about their like surrogacy journey.
Yeah. That's what I can see. How Kylie did the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'm paying them.
When it was like, suddenly I was pregnant.
Okay. I don't think that's how it works.
That is funny as a reaction image, though.
Yeah.
Suddenly I was pregnant.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. But, yeah. So that is, like, the Kardashian. Do we have anything else about them just being horrible clowns?
They're just clowns. Absolute clowns. I do want to say, I don't want to be too harsh on them for loving going through the car wash because I also love going through the car wash. Yes. But like, it's a necessity when I go through the car wash.
And it's all of it put together.
Yeah.
Like that they're obviously doing for either they're recording the show or they're trying to look like down to earth. That's why it's frustrating.
Yeah. They're like Kardashians. They're just like you, except nothing like you, you peasant.
Yeah, because they're going to drive like $100,000 cars through the car wash.
Yeah. Okay, I think we have to stop for our own mental health. But anyways, the Kardashians are clowns.
Yeah.
Should we take a quick break before we get on to the next thing?
Yes, cleanse your palate.
Yeah. Okay, we will be right back.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. Yay.
We made it. But you know, I feel like this episode is full of kids. Yes. So we just have to keep that train going, y'all. Because Nick Cannon is having more kids.
Three more kids in 2022.
Three? Oh, hell.
Yeah, that's what the article said.
Oh, yeah, three. I see it.
And three more children. In addition to, it was eight he had last year.
I love that it says it's safe to bet he's having three kids. What does that mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's anticipating the arrival of his eighth child right now. But he had no kids, not long ago.
No, he has twins with Mariah Carey.
Oh, right. Other than the twins.
They're 11, yeah. Them kids. Yeah,
so like...
Yeah, after... Like, they're 11.
And then twins. He has a five-year-old as well.
So that's
and
then, the so, gap. Like,
for 4 years, he had three children. And then in the fifth year, he had, like, a bunch... four more kids or something?
Yeah. Another reason why I don't understand, why people keep having children.
In October, he said he was going to stay celibate.
Yeah, you a damn lie.
Didn't work. Remember when he got the condom vending machine?
Yeah, that's from Kevin Hart, right?
Yeah, he should have used that.
I know.
Or snip. Yeah, if he wants the kids, obviously.
Yeah. It's crazy because also one of the women that he's expecting, I think Brie Taisi, said we can all go through an assistant to make sure it's on the calendar if there's anything important on how often he sees the kids.
Oh, here's the thing. What is Nick Cannon doing professionally right now?
Oh, he has his own show.
But do you think it makes enough money to support this many children?
Yeah, I mean, Wild 'N Out is getting a lot, I'm sure. Wild 'N Out's still on, right? And then, and he has his own talk show. So I'm assuming that's bringing enough. I mean, if Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon are making, I'm assuming that's he's true. Making...
Yeah, and Wild 'N Out is coming back for season 18 in a month. So
yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, so he's fine.
Yeah, he's.
But listen, the more children you have, the more money you need. So maybe he'll have a new project coming out to hustle for his kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I love it because she says, like, his baby mamas have to schedule time with him. But Nick Cannon said, that's not true. They have busier schedules than I do. They're the ones with the schedules. It's organization, because obviously we all do have things going on throughout the day. And with there being so many people involved, we got to make sure we're on the same page, because I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, he, you know what? His schedule is full and he needs to be on top of it. I bet he's never late to anything.
Can you imagine? I mean, never. Looks like the women are the only ones late.
Yeah, exactly. I was sitting there like, how do I make that joke?
Oh my God.
God bless you.
Sorry, yeah, Joseph. Here we are, same brain. But it's just, it's wild at how much like stuff he's doing.
He sleeps?
I mean, with people.
We're demons, truly demons.
Oh my God, but y'all, it's true. I don't know what else to say. He's a mess, and he's gonna keep being a mess. And we haven't talked about this on the podcast, but like the Wendy Williams show, over like, you know, one of the pop culture gossip queens has completely shut down her show, and they wiped everything with social media, and Sherry Shepherd is the new, is taking over. And Nick Cannon was like, yeah, I'm not going to endorse Sherry out of loyalty to Wendy Williams.
That's a bold take.
Yeah. And so like all of Wendy Williams stuff is gone.
A couple of my friends actually went to a Wendy Williams show taping a few years back. And one of them did one of the segments where, like, Wendy talks to you.
Yeah.
And it's a really funny story. I'll see if I can find the video later, Sasha. Because I'd have to give the full background, which, like, I obviously can't give on a podcast.
Yeah.
But listen.
If that show was wild, shows up, y'all.
I'm a mess magnet, okay?
Listen, I love it. I got tickets to 106 and Park. I don't know if you ever watched that. Yeah, and I went on the show in high school. Oh, my God. It was really fun. Would recommend. Well, it's not around, but you know what I mean. But, yeah.
I want to find it. Show me. But yeah, so it's a tea with Nick Cannon,
but also it's like, here's the double standard I wanted to also bring up, because folks are like, Nick Cannon got all them kids. Da, da, da. Yep, he sure does. And you know who else has a lot of kids? Elon Musk.
How many kids does Elon Musk have?
He has 9.
Wait, what?
Yes. You see how rich people think they can get away with?
Well, I know he like kept his second baby with Grimes secret.
Well, no, that's just new. He had, so one kid.
Well, no, they were keeping it. The way that baby got announced was that like a journalist was at the house and heard the baby crying. And it was like, he has 10 kids. Elon Musk has 10 children.
Yeah. So I think one of his kids even said they don't want anything to do with him because he has twins. He has, I think, two pair set of twins. You know how I found out? Because I saw his weird ass picture with the Pope. And
and then one of the twins is trans and does not associate with Elon Musk at all. With that. So assuming Elon was not supportive.
Yeah. So he has, look at that. Okay, y'all. Yeah, meet his 10 children. So he has lesser kids than Nick Cannon and more kids than Nick Cannon. Okay, everyone.
Yeah.
I feel like I needed to bring that double standard.
Elon Musk also a clown.
Big clown. And now he's stepping out of Twitter. What?
Well, yeah, as he should. He's not what we need there. But yeah, so 100%. he had a baby, like his second baby with Grimes in December of 2021.
Yeah.
And in November of 2021, he had twins with someone else too. So like men are just doing dirt.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. And then people just like are like, da 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 da. He
all
got just
has
as many
is the money because he doesn't have the looks. That's for damn sure.
I'm telling you, it's horrible. Yeah, and then Fortune It's an article on Fortune. It came out. And Mark Cuban said he asked Elon how many kids he was going to have. And Musk allegedly responded, Mars needs people. So him and Nick Cannon are going to...
They're populating another planet. Yeah.
It looks like...
Hey, Tristan Thompson can help.
Listen, all of them. But yeah, apparently Mark Cuban said this on a podcast, on the Full Send podcast.
Damn.
Yeah. Because Mark Cuban said, dude, in a text, dude, congratulations. How many are you going to have? All he texted back was Mars needs people.
Yeah. And so, like, speaking of the Musk family as well.
Oh, yes.
Elon's dad, Errol, said that in 2019, he had a baby born with his stepdaughter.
Ooh.
As the mother. And his statement on that was, the only thing we are on Earth for is to reproduce. If I could have another child, I would. I can't see any reason not to. Rich people.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh, my God. So here's the tea, right? And this is where it's like a sickness to me, because you also, sorry, trigger warning for everyone, because we're going to talk about incest, grooming, all of that. So you can, you know, fast forward a little bit. But it's just, it's disgusting. And can you imagine grooming your stepchild?
No, I can't imagine grooming anyone.
Also that.
It's the thing is that the same types of people who would see absolutely no problem with dating like a stepchild are also the people who are going to be like, wow, drag queens are grooming our children. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you are projecting.
And y'all probably are with like your, oh, there, he's so cute. He must like you. What do you think that is, genius? That's grooming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But yeah, his dad is 76.
Yeah. And so had a baby at 75 with a 35-year-old woman.
And it's so gross. But I don't understand how you could do this.
So he was 70. She was like 33. So certainly does not pass the half your age plus 7 rule.
Yeah. And apparently they have another kid. So they have two kids. One was born in 2019. And one is 5 above that.
I'm disgusted. I'm truly so disgusted.
Yeah, it's really horrible. I don't understand. It's very creepy because it's it's some people's half sister, one of the siblings, like one of Elon Musk's siblings. Like it doesn't make sense.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, so it just disgusting. Doesn't make sense. Like y'all think about it, okay? I have to set the stage because it's so disgusting. This guy married Heidi. I cannot say the last name. Apologies. In 92, who was a widow from South Africa, and she had two kids. Jana, who was 4 at the time. So they got married. When they had a baby, this Heidi had two babies because mm-hmm. 4-year-old is a baby. That couple, Heidi and what's his name?
Errol.
Errol and Heidi got divorced after 18 years of marriage and 2 more children. And then married Jana, his stepdaughter.
Who was 4 when they met.
Yes. Like, we thought Ranbir and Alia was bad, right? With their 10-year difference. Look at this.
No, this is way worse than that.
Like, it's so gross. And he's saying he's creeped out by it. Like, that's weird.
I just don't understand how this happens. It's just disgusting behavior. Just absolutely disgusting behavior.
So don't, these men, we can't let them off the hook, y'all, because there's more incest going on.
It's allegedly. Yeah. Big week for, as I said, up top incest community. Yeah. So we talked a couple of weeks ago about mm-hmm. what is going on with Ricky Martin and the domestic violence allegations. And now the news has come out that there's also domestic violence and incest allegations against his nephew.
Yeah, that it seems like that report was like that we had talked about, right? Like, we don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Seems like that was from, and a Spanish news website said this, that it was the accuser is his 21-year-old nephew. And they apparently were in a relationship. But yeah. Ricky Martin has denied it because he's now facing prison charges over in addition to domestic violence. And there's Ricky Martin's camp is saying, like, this person has mental health issues and mental health challenges, and it's not true.
Yeah, and obviously, like, this is a matter before the court, so we don't know
what's
happening. However, you know, when you look at a situation, you have to look at who stands to, like, what the benefit would be if something is, like, true or not true. And it's like, I don't think that there's a lot of benefit in accusing a rich, powerful man of something because they will probably win.
Yeah. And Ricky Martin looks like he's going to court on July 21. Mm-hmm. And then there are harsher penalties under Puerto Rican law for certain sexual crimes, especially incest. So it just, it makes no sense because it only doesn't make sense. It's horrible. And because the nephew is alleging that they were in a 7-month relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ricky, when the nephew broke it off, Ricky did not take it well and continuing to contact his nephew and showing up at his house. So that's where that piece of whatever, like all the domestic violence stuff we talked about last time, or the restraining order, comes from. But the Ricky Martin's attorney said, you know, is struggling with deep mental health issues, the person who made the claim, and as of course never would be involved in, you know, romantic or sexual relationship with his nephew. But and it's not only untrue, it's disgusting, blah, 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 all this stuff. So like, we'll know soon. Here's my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
We had also found out that the manager was suing him and taking him to court. So my question is, was the manager hiding this? And now that he's not willing to pay the manager, is that how it got leaked?
I mean, it could be.
They're saying it was is his brother that leaked it. But his former talent manager is like suing for breach of contract.
Yeah. For the, like money that she helped him make. Well, and the other thing too is like, I feel like the second you jump to like, oh, this person has mental health issues and it's all fake, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like that is just they're like trying to build a defense with like anything that they can. And you know what I think would probably cause mental health issues? Relationship with your uncle.
Exactly. Like, that's abuse. That's straight up abuse.
Period. Yeah, it's not even really a relationship isn't the right word to use to describe that.
There's an obvious power differential. 21-year-olds, like, technically adults, but your prefrontal cortex is not developed all the way. So, it just seems like because the manager, his talent manager's name, I think it's, Rebecca Drucker. She said, this is why I was like, what's going on? Because she said she will not be silenced and obviously called it a toxic work environment, blah, 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 all this stuff. But she's saying that she stopped him from a potentially career ending allegation in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So
that could be this.
Listen. That's my like theory. I hope it's not connected because that would be really horrible.
Yeah, but you never know with this type of stuff.
Exactly.
And I mean, more will come out as these court cases proceed.
Yep. So we'll keep an eye on it. You heard it here first, but it's really unfortunate. And, you know, we just pray for like healing for all of these folks. Because my God. Yeah. But I feel like we should Do we need to take another break?
Yeah, I think we should probably take one more break. And so we will be right back. And we're back.
Perfect. Oof. Ah, take a deep breath and breathe out, everyone. Because now we have something happy.
Yeah, much happier.
Exactly.
So, you know, we've touched many times on the J-Lo and Ben Affleck of it all. And they're married.
I can't believe it, y'all.
She changed her name.
Did she actually change it or was it?
Someone looked up like the filing and like the name change documents have been submitted.
Oh.
I wish everyone could see Sasha's face right now.
We really should do it once a month.
We really should. I feel like the problem is oftentimes we just like roll up to this recording 100%. Like out of bed, basically.
Listen, we're on West Coast time. It's a lot.
We're already behind. We're doing our best. Yeah, we wake up and we're 3 hours behind.
Exactly. We start our day behind. It's horrible. But yeah, it's just she talked a lot in her J-Lo newsletter if folks want to read it. And it's on BuzzFeed as well. But it seems like they barely made it into the chapel. She wrote like a whole thing that they flew to Vegas, stood in line for a license, and then making the journey with four other couples. Can you imagine? You're drunk as hell. Drunk off your ass, marrying a stranger in Vegas, and then behind you is Jen.
I can't. I really can't.
What can you imagine? She's like setting this scene, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then turns out they barely made it, y'all. Celebrities are just like us.
They were late.
Oh my God. Imagine because they made it at midnight, which I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, they barely got there. The chapel stayed open late for them. They got to take some pictures in the little pink Cadillac. If you want an Elvis impersonator, that does cost extra. So they didn't go for that, which I think is good. I feel like no one good is an Elvis impersonator.
And listen, Elvis himself, if you look.
Yeah, you're right. Elvis himself, a big enough problem.
Exactly.
So we obviously were recording this podcast when Ben and Jen got engaged. What did you think of her ring? Because I hate it.
Yeah, I just feel like she's too beautiful for it. Is that a valid thing to say?
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, I feel like the shape of the stone is weird. The color of the stone is weird. The band is like, it's like, you know, when people get like grad rings and they're like the biggest, ugliest ring in the world. I feel like it's like one step away from that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm trying to get in your face with it. And like, I'm a fan of big jewelry. Okay. Do not get me wrong. The bigger, the better, especially engagement rings. You do you. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, why does it look like that? Like, don't you feel like they, if anyone has seen any kind of fictional, fantasy story tale, you know, fairy tale, story tale. Okay, whatever, Sasha.
Story tale.
Listen. And, you know, it'll be like, or Captain Planet ring. I don't know. But, well, they'll be like, I'm going to take this ring and lock you in it. Or, you know, it's giving Lord of the Rings where I'm going to have the, oh my God, the orcs.
At least there. Lord of the Rings is like a small band.
Yeah, it was
like a simple band.
Yeah. And fun fact, it was actually Peter Jackson, the director's wedding ring. But this looks like there's some like Harry Potter Dementors hidden.
And I'm also like, inside it. I'm like super picky about rings. Like pretty much like 9 out of 10 people will show me their engagement ring and I'm like, nah. I'm also just like extremely picky.
Yeah, my husband had the custom design because I didn't ask for it. I want to make it clear, but he knows that like I return almost every gift he buys. So he was like, screw this. I'm just going to get it made and turned out to be cheaper than all the other rings he looked at.
So that's wild.
But like, I get it, Kristen. Like, I'm picky. And he literally counted the diamonds on the side of the rings in the picture. And that's how much were in there. And I was like, I didn't mean to be that specific. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious. He just wanted something you would like.
Listen, because I feel like I maybe would have said no if it was like ugly. Oh, no. And here's the thing, because not because I'm a gold digger or anything, but it's more that if this person can't even, you know, get like get you what you want for something you're going to have on your body, maybe you should rethink like why this person would not listen to you.
Yeah, especially like if they had guidance.
Yeah, like they had pictures, they had my friends, like please. But yeah, it's just, it's wild. It seems like they got married at 12:30 in the morning.
Wild. Vegas elopement. Now, here's the thing. I don't think they're going to be doing four more weddings over the next like 4 weeks.
Didn't they say they were?
Not four.
Yeah, no. But they said they had more. But yeah, no, definitely. Yeah,
I mean, obviously, like, anyone can, like, I feel like it makes sense to do the elopement and then have like a yes. fun reception. What doesn't make sense is to have 7 million weddings and then a courthouse wedding and then go to Italy on your private jets and then also another wedding, like, enough.
And wear like weird gowns.
And wear like the ugliest Dolce & Gabbana nonsense.
Like, J.Lo's wedding dress was so cute.
Yeah, so it's from one of her movies.
Oh, is it from Marry Me?
I don't think it is.
Oh, just kidding then.
Because I think I saw something where she said, like, oh, I've been holding on to this dress for years.
Oh, got it.
I don't remember the gowns from Marry Me, but also Marry Me was a great movie.
Listen, rom-coms are back, baby.
Hell yeah. But yeah, she looked cute. She looked classic.
Yeah, this is what, and it's like a cute elopement dress.
Exactly, 100%.
That's what I think I like the most. Oh, she's so cute. She's just so like, she does not pretty. Look 50.
Well, that's what happens when you have access to like all the best medical technology and like and science, you're maybe a good like person. Skincare. And also, like, everyone just gets hotter just being around her. Like, remember what Ben Affleck that's looked like 2 years ago?
Yeah, like, I agree with you.
How did he? Like, even in the article that we're looking at, there's, like, a picture of him with Jennifer Garner, and it's, like, that's a different man.
Oh, 100%. He doesn't look as frumpy.
No, just, like, I think proximity to J.Lo makes you hotter.
I can see it. I can see it.
She might have a fountain of youth. Like, a literal one.
Oh, yeah. So, it's an Alexander McQueen dress that she... that appeared on the poster of Jersey Girls.
Oh, yes.
Her and Ben Affleck shared together back in 2004.
It's so cute.
Can you imagine fitting in a dress that you had in 2004?
Well, no, because I was 12. So
that's what exactly. That was, yeah. Anyway, you go, girl.
It's like, imagine, Sasha's like, imagine being a literal child, the size of a literal child.
Yeah, that's what, exactly. and then her hair also, obsessed. That's the exact waves I want.
Yes.
That I could never get.
Yeah, and like, I feel like I'm like decent with,
yeah, you are.
With that shit, but like, even still, like, nothing on J-Lo.
No. But that's our, like, good vibes, mazel tov. To J-Lo and Ben Affleck. It's like J-Lo got there.
We're just so happy.
I keep forgetting that Ben Affleck was there too.
Like, but, well, and that's the thing too. It's like, if you look back over the, like, Ben Affleck sucks, okay? But like, if J-Lo's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, like, I'll put up with it for J-Lo. I just want to make that clear. But yes, so that is, can't believe it. So happy for them. They're making it happen. And then we have some quick bites, or I have maybe some quick bites.
Yes, let's do some quick
Neo
bites.
Neo dropped a new album.
We were what not expecting this, right?
No, at least I wasn't. But I'm excited. I like Neo a lot. For folks, it's called Self-Explanatory, which I like a lot.
Okay.
And can you believe So Sick is not his number one song anyway?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
What?
Right? It's the time of our lives.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, what song is that anyway?
Oh, well, that's okay. Interesting.
Oh, it's a Pitbull. I want to love you tonight.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes more sense. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But still, so sick. There's a good amount. There's 13 songs. It dropped July 15th, so a few days before we recorded. I haven't listened to it, but I will. Oh, Jeremiah is on it. So I'm excited for it. I wish Mario was on it, you know, because of our new.
Yeah, that would have been just perfect.
My new love for him.
You're obsessed.
Listen, a guy that can talk shit is just like, I'm into it.
Okay, obviously I'm not a guy, but like,
yes.
I went to pub trivia last night and I was talking so much shit. Like,
I would be because
I have a good pub trivia team. Like, we're good. We win a lot. Like, it's awesome. And then people will just like beak us. And I'm like, listen, you don't get to come for me and I can't come for you back. So like a few weeks ago, I went up to grab our prize and this like 8-person team was like, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're coming for you. And I was like, well, there's only 4 of us and we beat you pretty easily this time. So I don't think so. And then last night, one of our members was late and another team was like, oh, bringing in a ringer. And I was like, well, we didn't need a ringer to beat you last time. So I don't think we need one this time.
Exactly.
Leave
me alone. I'm into it. I love it. People, I don't know why. I think it's because I talk a lot of shit to people. So mm-hmm. I need to be with someone that can handle that, you know? So it's like evolution, maybe.
Yeah, I
agree. I'm like, I love this. I'm into it.
It's evolution. I want more. Yeah. I feel like that's what we blame everything on, evolution.
Listen, attraction is, I feel like. It's in all based ways. On pheromones and all that shit, you know? So I love it. That's what I like. And my husband, very much. That's why we are. Our fights are because neither of us can back down.
So funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. If you can talk shit, comment. I'm just kidding, though.
Oh, my God. Don't call her. She's married.
Jokes. I'm married. Only my husband can call me. But if you're a woman and talk shit, then we can be friends. You know what I mean? That's what I actually meant.
Then you could be a menace and you could join our girl
group. Yes. Listen. Talk shit, get hit. It was the name of my friend group chat for a while.
Stop it. I've had enough. Anyways, okay, what's the next quick bite?
Yeah, this is the saddest one, okay, for me. Jesus and Mira broke up, y'all. And everyone else is going to be like, who the F is that?
I'm so embarrassed because Sasha put this on form and I was like, I don't know who these people are and I've never seen them in my entire life. Embarrassing.
No, everyone, please go. Ugh, they're so funny. Anyway, so here's why it's important. For me and this podcast, because they do this segment. Anyway, they're the Bodega Boys. They're very funny from New York. And they have now, had a show on Showtime where it was a talk show with a little bit of like stand up comedy. I loved it. Basically like a late night talk show. That's kind of what it was, but very raunchy in the best way possible. And they would interview celebrities in a bodega. Like that was, I think, my favorite part of it all. Anyway, so they're breaking up. I'm sad. I need to know more. Why? What happened?
Is there bad blood?
Please. So I will be looking. I know maybe y'all don't care, but you know who does care? Is he an intern? Mess Magnet's intern?
Our Mess Magnet's intern.
Yes, Phil.
Phil T.
Phil T and I are really in the dumps about this. Okay.
Has Phil T sent us any stories? I think if he wants to be our intern, Phil, he needs to send us a story.
Please, come on. Tell me why they broke up. But anyway, yeah. So the reason this is important for this podcast was they do this segment at the start where they would, their intern would, or production manager or whoever, sorry, I don't know who they are, would just like, to rapid fire ideas at them to be like, have you heard about this? Have you heard about it? And they would just react like off the cuff to be like, I don't know what this is. And then they would just, it works so well. It's so funny. And that was actually the original proposal for Mess Magnets is that we go on Instagram live for like 10 minutes before we record and y'all like give us, you know, fun, yes. Rapid fire stuff. And then we put that into the podcast, like the first 10 minutes, you know, just to get us warmed up. So, and it came from Jesus and Miro and I'm sad.
We tried to steal it.
Yeah, I tried. But it's just, it's very sad. I can't believe it. I don't know why, but if anyone has any tea on it, please send my way. And it's 4 years of this. And they just said they're gonna, separate creative endeavors.
Oh, I wonder what they're gonna do next.
Listen, Miro is very big in the weed and lots of those things community. in your own time, maybe you can Google.
I'll do some research. Google is free.
Yeah. Because no, I it's like very X-rated, so I can't say it on the podcast, but I'll send it to you.
Ooh.
Him talking about having sex after he gets high is the wildest thing.
Okay, I can't wait.
I've ever read on the internet. Anyway, so yeah, would recommend. So yeah, I'm sad about it. That's all.
And I'm here for you.
Yes. And now it's time for the Daddy Network's favorite.
Daddy Network's favorite. Anonymous.
Daddy's favorite.
No. Scott, edit that out.
Please cut it. Edit me out at this point.
Oh my God. No.
Just kidding.
If at that point, just cancel the whole thing.
No.
If there's no Sasha, there's no Mess Magnet.
Okay, that's true.
Come on.
But still.
But like, unless you're like sick or like need a week off or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And next week I won't be on. Because I said this. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because she's actually being punished for what she said tonight. And,
oh my God.
Yes. She'll be back after a 1 week like hiatus. Anyways, anonymous baby. So we have a little bit in our form still, but we definitely need more anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Please submit your mess to us. Okay.
Please.
We need you to go to tinyurl.com/messmagnets and submit your mess.
Yes.
Send it in. It is the best. And the Daddy Network loves it. So like anything that would make the Daddy Network happy will help us out. Okay.
Thank you. It's in the description. Link in description.
Link in bio.
Oh God.
Okay. So this one is a little bit different than normal. This anonymous story is actually a submission that was sent like to the website askamanager.com. It was like someone submitted this to an advice column and then someone read that column and sent us the link to it. And there's a lot. So
we're
talking about it. Okay. Look at this. The format for your anonymous, it's open. It's wide open, baby.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the article from askamanager.com, okay? I was hoping you'd be able to help me with a conundrum I got myself into. I have been an expat since graduating and have been moving a lot. More than a decade ago, when I was still young, I was in a relationship with a woman, Sylvia, in a country where we both lived. Sylvia wanted to settle down, but I was not ready to commit so young. We clearly had different expectations from the relationship. I did not know what to do, and I ghosted her.
Oh.
Over the Christmas break, while she was visiting her family, I simply moved out and left the country. I took advantage of the fact I had accepted a job in another country and did not tell her about it. I simply wanted to avoid being entangled in breakup drama.
Not entanglement.
Sylvia was rather emotional and became obsessed with the relationship, tracking me down, even causing various scenes with my parents and friends.
Not mad.
You can't ghost someone you live with. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. We all know that I'm technically pro-ghosting, but I mean like one bad date. And I don't,
you know, I'm pro-ghosting after like a date.
Yeah.
Or like if you're unsafe.
Yeah, but this is disgusting. What did you do, you liar?
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, fast forward to now. I work as a math teacher in an international school. I have been in other relationships since. So Sylvia is sort of a forgotten history until now. Well, actually, it says sadly until now.
Oh my.
This week, I learned that our fantastic school director suddenly resigned due to a serious family situation and had to move back to her home country over the summer. The school had to replace her. We are getting a new director. I read the bio of the new boss and Googled her and was shocked to discover it's Sylvia. We have not been in touch and do not have any mutual friends anymore. I am not a big fan of social media and had no idea what she had been up to since the unpleasant situation a long time ago. Oh my God. This is you getting what you deserve.
This is karma saying hello. I'm here, bitch.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
I have no idea what to do and how to deal with this mess. It's clear this will not only be embarrassing, but I will also be reporting to my ex. I am not in a position to find another job at present. There are no other international schools, so finding another job in this country is not an option. Even finding a job elsewhere is not possible on such short notice. These jobs usually open for school term, so I have to stay put for a few months. But more importantly, I'm happy and settled here, so I don't want to move. To make the situation worse, the expat community is very small and tightly knit, so teachers also socialize a lot.
I love this. I literally
Karma.
Love this so much. I don't think you understand.
And oh it says, do you have any suggestions for me on how to handle it and what I should do? Blah, 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 blah. I gathered from the comments that readers usually have a go on people like me for bad behavior, but I really am looking for constructive comments on how to deal with the situation. So the author of the article wrote back and said, how long were you in a relationship with her? We were together 3 years and lived together for 2 years. I know that ghosting is not a way to end the relationship, but I can't do much about it now. I appreciate the trouble you're taking.
I hope so you get fired, ugly.
Dated someone for 3 years, lived with them for two of those years, and then said, I'm leaving while you're on holiday break, never coming back, and then...
Murder.
Now she's going to be his boss.
This should
is
be a
askamanager.com my new favorite website.
This should be a movie. If I
make
being
it
honest.
A movie, yes, but they don't find their way back to each other. She finds someone way hotter, and he gets fired.
Exactly. He does. It's what she deserves.
Okay,
that's all I feel like saying. Because so, what? This is so funny.
Wait, ask a manager. It's askamanager.org, I guess.
Oh, and
but there's two. The most recent post is from this week, and it's from today, and it says it's mortification week, and it's everyone just sharing embarrassing stories. This might be my favorite website.
Oh, great. I can't wait to spend the whole day on it.
Yeah, I can't wait till we do an oops, all askamanager.org.
Oh, my God.
I can't. Oh, my God. I'm obsessed. Anyways, I obviously am not giving advice to this man because he didn't ask us and he's not listening. But wow, do I hate him.
God, I just, wow. Like, I'm in shock. Like, I literally am in shock.
Can you imagine living with someone for 2 years and then going no contact?
Jail. I think I would be in jail for murder. That's what would happen.
Well, if you could find him, because he moved countries. I guess she did track him down.
I would come on Mess Magnets and be like, this is his description.
This is what he looks like. This is his full name. Here's his social security number. Here's his mother's maiden name. Get his ass.
We are going to get their ass. Okay. I want to make that clear.
Nothing. Like, the thing is like, I saw the submission and I was like, ask a manager, like, what is this? And then I opened it and I was like, this is the most unhinged thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And we need to talk about it on the pod.
Oh my, I can't believe this, y'all. I really can't.
Now, if we run out of anonymous, we can just use ask a manager.
Yeah. Oh my God. But listen, we love for it to be personal to y'all.
Yes, we would. Listeners. And so submit it. Unless you want it to be all ask a manager, go to tinyurl.com/messmagnets and send us your mess. Talk to you, Chappelle.
He's not listening.
He doesn't support his friends.
Yeah, he logged off when I said tall people are toxic.
You're so right.
No
he
one
is
better
6'3".
Say anything, okay? To him, I'll bite you.
Oh, fine. God. Okay. Anyways, I think we did it. I think that's it.
We are done. Thank you everyone for listening to another week of Unhinged Mess. We love it. And with that, Kirsten, where can people find you?
Yes, so you can find me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. We just wrapped up BoJack Horseman over on BoJack Horse Pod, so please go check out our finale coverage. And you'll catch me over on the Daddy Network talking some Big Brother this week, talking Name That Tune on Robin Akivanita podcast, and back here next week on Mess Magnets. Sasha, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04, you know, and you can probably know everything else I'm doing there. And if you love Marvel, I covered the last two episodes over on Post Show Recaps. That's why you can just look up Everything is Super. And we talked Miss Marvel. I'm so obsessed with her. I can't believe it's only 6 episodes. But you know, maybe more things coming over on that feed. So keep lookout. And I was, we are covering Survivor South Africa over on Silent Podcast. Just look up Silent Podcast. We did a draft with Mike Bloom and Shannon. Amazing, amazing. Fun things. I went for full hashtag mess magnets draft. So okay. I'm team good TV, and confessionals is one of the categories. So I think maybe I win that, but vibes only. So go check that out over on Silent Podcast, and we'll have weekly coverage, as well starting this week. I won't be on this week because I'm traveling, unfortunately.
She's on tour.
Yeah, I know. I have work, and, I won't be on mess magnets next week. So I'll miss you all. But I'll send tea if I find anything. Do. So we'll have a special guest next week.
Yes. Don't know who yet, but we'll figure it out.
Period. So thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you rate us 5 stars and 5 stars only, y'all.
Hell yes. And we will see you next week. Well, I will.
Yes.